told to you.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. And you are tuned in to WMIE FM 91.5 right here in Cocoa, Florida. And this next half hour, we're going to be talking about the Word of God. We're going to be in the book of Psalms. We're going to be talking about Psalm 34 today. We are going through the Sermon on the Mount. We have now reached the point where Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And so we are looking at what does seeking the kingdom of God involve? You know, because everybody can have different degrees, I guess, of what they consider seeking the kingdom of God looking like. I can tell you this, that it involves more than just, yawning and saying, "Good morning, Lord." There is some diligence, some effort that needs to be put into that. And so we're going to be talking about that today, and we're talking specifically about things that we are seeking. Now, with the things that we are talking about, like yesterday we were talking about seeking the well-being of others and that everybody might profit, and the result of that is that they may be saved. That is the ultimate definition of being profitable, is we got to be saved. If Jesus is not living in our heart, then what does it profit us if we gain the whole world and lose our soul? That's not the type of profit we're looking for. So we are looking out for each other's well-being, and some people don't like it when you start looking for the well-being of others, such as when Paul and Silas drove that demon out of the young lady that was fortune-telling in Philippi. That impacted the people who were controlling her. That impacted their financial bottom line in a negative manner. They didn't care for that much. So we're going to be in Psalm 34 today. But I do want to say thank you to the folks of Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If you have any air conditioning needs or heating needs, now would be a great time to call them. I was talking to Bill several weeks ago, and he was talking about how he had to go up into an attic, and he was working on a situation up there. He had to change a part out, and I'm assuming it was the air handler, was up in the attic. Now, I will tell you, I used to help my grandfather do some AC repairs a gazillion years ago when I was just a kid. And I realized how hard that was. So when I had a house and found out that the old system was designed with an air handler on the inside or up in the attic, I said, "Let's get that out of there, because I don't want to be responsible for sending someone up into the attic to work on a 100-degree day in Florida." That's just not the way that you want to do things. So he will go wherever he needs to go to get the job done. But Creative AC Solutions, if you're here in the central Brevard County area, they can get your AC up and running. They can service it, change the parts that need to be changed, or they can replace that system if it needs to be upgraded. I can tell you, we recently upgraded my system at my home. My electric bills have dropped significantly. I think they're down about $20 during the cooler parts of the year just from what I had been paying a year or so ago. And so I'm very, very thankful for the lower electric bills. Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program. So this coming Sunday is going to be Palm Sunday. And I'm going to be sharing a message that day called Order in the Court. Order in the Court. And would love to have you come and be a part of that. Got an Easter message that is lined up for Resurrection Sunday, which is April the 4th. And we'd like to invite you out for that Sunday if you do not have a church home. New to the area, whatever it might be, we would love to have you. We're not the biggest church around, but we do serve a mighty God. We serve a powerful God, and we want you to know the full inheritance that is available to you and I as joint heirs with Jesus Christ, and that God wants us to be more than overcomers through Him who loved us. So, love to have you come and join us. Either one of the next two Sundays, or any Sunday for that matter, we're going to believe God that He's going to change lives during that day. Let's get to the book of Psalms, chapter 34. I'm going to read through this passage. We went through Psalm 34 when we were talking about deliverance, so I'm going to touch on some of those aspects, but we will... We're going to be talking about one specific thing that we need to be seeking after today. Psalm 34, verse number 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. So this was a Psalm of David. He wrote it when he was pretending to have lost his mind while he was running from Saul, and he was looking for a safe place among the Philistines. But I believe the king's response is, am I so short of madmen that you have brought me another? Something along those lines. And so David, you know, went and found another safe refuge. And for that, he blessed the Lord at all times. So there are three different portions of Psalm 34 that talk about seeking. The first one is in verse number 4. It says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Okay? And so this particular passage means that David had said, I've required of God of necessity on the authority of his word He sought the Lord, and the Lord gave him audience. He heard him, and he delivered him from all his fears. I know that a lot of times we talk about deliverance and being delivered from this and being delivered from that. And I think it would be a wonderful thing if we sought the Lord in such a manner that he heard us and he delivered us from everything that terrorizes us and compels us to inaction instead of to action. So that's the first thing. I'm just going to touch on these two, the first two here, to set the stage for the third one, because that's really what we are targeting at this particular time. In verse number 10, or verse number 9, it says, "O fear the Lord, you his saints, there is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing." Okay, so here it says that when we seek the Lord, and if you remember what we're talking about, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's exactly what is being talked about here in Psalm 34. Those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. See, God is a wonderful provider. He is a wonderful caregiver. He is knowledgeable in everything that we have need of. He knows what we have need of before we even ask. So what we should really be focusing on is seeking the Lord. Now, if we miss this, if we miss seeking the Lord, and just target on the third thing that we're going to talk about here today, the main thing that we're going to be looking at, which is in verse number 14, let's pick it up at 13. "Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it." So here, after telling us he sought the Lord, God heard him and delivered him from all his fears, and that those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing, he says, now seek peace and pursue it. Seek peace and pursue it. Now, there would be a lot of people who would be very much on board with looking or seeking for peace, but they wouldn't want to be seeking for the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Can't we all just get along? Can't we just play nice together? Can we not just do this? And the answer is, we can do that, but true peace is only found in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. Okay? So peace is his domain. It is something that you and I have to search for. We need to be looking for. It is this concept of seeking peace and pursue it is not only in Psalm 34, but if you turn all the way back to the towards the back of the New Testament, you will find in 1 Peter chapter 3, you're going to find this instruction. Okay, while you're turning there, I will also add one more thing, that if we're going to seek peace and pursue it, we've got to be departing from evil and doing good. Okay, you can't be seeking to do something that God disapproves of at the same time that you're seeking for spiritual, relational, and physical peace in your community. They're contradictory. So you and I, we can't have evil and peace at the same time. You've got to make a decision. I've got to make a decision. Which one of these am I going to pursue? In 1 Peter chapter 3, it says this, beginning in verse number 8. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. If that sounds familiar, it's because it is a quote from Psalm 34, verses 12 through 16. So we're told in the Old Testament to seek peace and pursue it. It is repeated in 1 Peter in the New Testament. And here we're told that we still have to turn away from evil. Okay? If you realize that sinning is going to rob you of your peace, deprive you of your peace, then why would you want to do that? Okay? Now, I believe that the peace of God is something that is supposed to be substantial. I think it is more than just an absence of conflict. Okay? So let's talk about the seeking aspect first. The word seek here in 1 Peter chapter 3 is an active word. It is not a passive word. You can't be seeking while doing nothing. Okay? There is action that is required. Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, several weeks ago now, actually, we had our missions convention, and the speaker was talking about, you know, if God speaks something to you, you need to plan on fulfilling that. And so between that Sunday morning service and that Sunday night service, God spoke to me and he said the connection between the fulfillment and the vision is the plan that I give you. If I speak something to you, I am going to give you a plan so that you will be able to fulfill that plan. And it's like, wow, that makes sense. And so you and I, when we are seeking, God's going to give us the things that we need to do in order for us to find what we are looking for. So what is being instructed to be sought is for peace. Okay? That, by the way, it is not only an active word, it is also an imperative. It is a command. It's something that is not optional. As a believer, we are not here to challenge God's commands. We are here to obey his commands. And so I want to encourage you that whatever God tells you to do, it is not only a duty, but it's also in our best interest. If you believe that God orders your steps and directs your path, if you believe that he works all things out for those that love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, why would you not want to seek peace? Why would you not want to pursue it? And so peace, it means completeness, wholeness. It is soundness of spirit, soundness of body, soundness of mind, soundness of relationship, soundness of finances. It is described as welfare. In other words, it is going well with you, that you have peace, that you are kept safe, that you are kept secure, that you are kept healthy, and that he will make you prosperous. Now, I don't just believe that means that your bank account is super fat, because there are a lot of miserable people who are extremely wealthy. Okay? Money will not buy you happiness. It will not buy you peace. The world doesn't have the access to peace that you and I can have as believers until we let them know that they're looking for peace in all of the wrong places. Okay? So we need to be looking for that. The word seek is to seek what is lost or due. It is placing a demand on something that has been promised that it's going to be delivered. And the notes that I studied, the lexicon that I looked at, said it requires serious effort. Serious effort. So you and I, we need to be serious about pursuing that. But when we look at the word and we see all of the various benefits, okay, why would you not want to be whole in your marriage? Why would you just want to continue to be saddled with the same baggage, the spiritual baggage that you've had all your life? Why wouldn't you ask God to come and say, God, come and make me the blessing that I am intended to be? Okay? I have been around dogs most of my life, and you know, I never really been too much of a small dog guy. I've always been kind of a big dog guy. And so my newest son-in-law, he's got a pretty good-sized dog, and I've never been around this breed of dog before. And but I always pet her, and I always, you know, give them some pats on the chest. And my daughter and her husband have said, you're one of her favorite human beings. And I was like, really? All I do is, you know, just show her a little bit of attention. I mean, she does get excited when she sees me, but I do that for more than just her, you know, adoration fix. I do that so I can hear what her lungs sound like. Say, hey, is everything going good on the inside of you? I want to ask you, how would you describe your being right now? Are you sound spiritually? Are you sound physically? Because God has told us that we can seek Him. We can seek the peace, the soundness that He wants to bring. And so I pray that you will be walking in the security, the confidence that you can have in knowing that you are a child of the living God. I've watched a lot of movies through the years about people who hack into security systems and things like that. But it's been goodness, about 10 plus years. No, it's been longer than that, about 12, 13 years, something like that. Since I was invited to be part of a military retirement ceremony in a different state, it was a very high security area, and I saw the measures that they implemented for everybody who went in and everybody who went out, and it was like, wow. That they want to know everything that comes into the area. They want to know everything that goes out of the area. And I came away feeling like Hollywood doesn't really have a clue as to how secure some of these locations are. I want to describe to you today that God has a firm grip on you. if you're a child of the living God, I just want to put it in kind of a word picture for you today. If you've ever seen a parent of a small child that is walking across the street, and the child may have hold of the parent, but I can tell you this from being a parent and being a grandparent, that during those journeys, the person in control or charge, the parent or the grandparent, has a much firmer grip on the child than the child has on the parent. Our security comes when we seek the peace of God. We seek God, and He provides the peace, whether it's in our physical being, our mental health, our spiritual health, our prosperity, whatever He is needed, He will provide that. We've got to be putting forth some serious effort, but we need to be saying, God, this is what You promised in Your word. You promised it in Your word, and we're expecting to see the answer of it. I'm going to close out today with one more passage. It's in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse number 7. We've already gone through Jeremiah chapter 29, but I just want to remind you of this. Jeremiah prophesied or instructed the people. He said, "And seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray to the Lord for it, for in its peace you will have peace." The Bible says, as much as it depends on you, live in peace with all men. So you and I, we need to be praying not just for ourselves, but we need to be praying for those around us, that they would know the Lord and that they would walk in His peace as well. So that's a pretty high challenge. Say, man, I'm doing great. I don't have any problems physically. All of my relationships are great. You know, things are going well at church. I want you to know that there are still billions of people who need Jesus. There are people in this community that need Jesus. And if you've got all of the soundness and you're pursuing it actively, then I want to encourage you, pray for the peace of those around you. Pray for the peace in the county. By the way, one last thing that I learned, that concept about pursuing it, it's along the same lines as persecute. And, you know, if you ever felt like you were persecuted, it was because someone was pursuing that. You and I, let's be pursuing for a godly cause the peace that God alone can provide. See you next time.
Right here. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."